The regional governor here, Oleg Sinekubov, says at least 10 Iranian-made drones were launched towards Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. While 8 were shot down, at least 2 others hit civilian infrastructure in the Namislan district of the city, causing a massive fire that burned down 15 private houses. Authorities said an oil depot was hit, among other things, causing the fuel to leak out, which prompted the fire. Residents said it was a true hell. First the fuel flowed, then everything caught fire. Among those killed was reportedly a family of 5, including children aged 7, 4 and 9 months old. Authorities said they burned alive, trapped in their house as the fire raged. 2 other adults were killed by the blaze in another house that burned down. The tragedy comes days after Ukraine's president replaced his top general in a shakeup aimed at reigniting momentum in the deadlocked war with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on social media that he was thankful for the service of the outgoing general Valery Zaluzhny, a military leader popular with troops and the general public. But he added it was time for renewal. The changes come as the armed conflict is dwindling into its 3rd year, although already hundreds of thousands of troops and civilians are believed to have been killed and injured on both sides. Ukraine's new military chief, Colonel General Oleksandr Sirsky, signaled Friday that he wants to build new momentum. He said his immediate goals are to improve troop rotation at the front lines and harness the power of new technology. Adding to the difficulties is Ukraine's struggle with shortages of ammunition and personnel and maintaining support from the West. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said on Thursday that Republican senators in the United States should be ashamed for blocking a $60 billion aid package for Ukraine, saying former US President Ronald Reagan would be, in his words, turning in his grave. The European Union agreed to provide Ukraine with some 15 billion euros or $50 billion to shore up its war-ravaged economy after Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. The aid package, about 2/3 of loans and 1/3 of grants to be paid out over 4 years, is not intended to fund arms and ammunition, which fall under a separate EU plan. Instead, it aims to stabilize Ukraine's economy after nearly 2 years of fighting pay for rebuilding. It is set the country up for future EU membership, but officials admit it will remain a dream as reality sets in the war-ravaged nation. In a controversial interview that critics say amounted to propaganda, Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed the war could be over within months if the West stops providing weapons to Ukraine. But Western leaders say Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Moscow's refusal to withdraw shows that the Russian leader's words can't be trusted. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.